Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to talk today about the readings we were given yesterday at Mass. It was beautiful readings revealing the nature of God, the nature of God's love. Beginning with Exodus chapter 34, the first reading is a revelation of the attributes of God. There's kind of two main passages in the Old Testament that often get referred to by the prophets and different writers in the New Testament that reveal the nature of God. This one, Acts 34, where Moses, God descends on the mountain, Mount Sinai, in a cloud and reveals his name, Adonai. He revealed Yahweh, but the term used is, the Jews used, is Adonai, so they wouldn't use the name or misuse the name that was revealed. God gradually, the Father's plan of salvation over time was to gradually reveal his nature. And we see here this very intimate, powerful revelation of God tells his friend Moses who he is and what he's like. So I just want to read it to you just to begin this week. It's so beautiful. And it's I want to touch on it because it's hard for us, I think, to see God consistently this way. God reveals himself and his true nature, and his attributes reveal to us what he's like and therefore what he's like toward us, what he thinks about us. And it's so important for us to be able to internalize it. The revelation of who God is perfected in the person of his son, Jesus, and he's given us the gift of the Holy Spirit to make it possible for us to grasp, to actually experience, and to have faith, conviction, a deep and profound trust in the revelation of who God is and his attitude toward us and his kindness toward us. So here's the reading, Exodus 34, verse 4 and following. Early in the morning, Moses went up Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, taking along the two stone tablets. Having come down in a cloud, the Lord stood with Moses there and proclaimed his name, Lord Adonai. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, "The Lord, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity." Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, "If I find favor with you, O Lord, come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people. Yet pardon our wickedness and sins and receive us as your own." What a profound encounter. So God reveals his nature to his friend. I just want to read it again, and maybe we can begin this week internalizing and accepting and asking the Holy Spirit to give us a capacity to live with this awareness of who God is. And first, how much God wants us to know him. How much he wants us to be able to receive and to walk with him, just like he walked with Moses, to walk as his friend. And the Lord wants us to know him as he is. Again, thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. He's merciful. He's gracious. Despite what we might think, he's slow to anger. He's rich in kindness and fidelity. He's faithful. He's kind. He's gracious. He's merciful. I find it helpful to repeat that those attributes of God at different times when I may feel distant from God, I may be struggling with faith, or just as a daily habit to remember and to just offer back to God, say, "God, you're amazing. Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you for the gift of who you are. Thank you for making me, creating me, so that I could come to know you and walk in relationship with you. Father, thank you for being so merciful, so gracious, that you're slow to anger and you're rich in kindness and fidelity. And Lord, help me to be like you. I know that's what you want from us, and I know that you want us to live this way. You want me to be merciful and kind and gracious and filled and be slow to anger, quick to forgive." That's the first reading from the Old Testament that we receive. And then the second reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, which is Paul's exhortation for us to basically live like the Father, to live like a Christian person walking in the footsteps of Jesus seeks to live and to express the characteristic and attributes of God in our own life, because we are made in his image and likeness, and he wants to transform and empower us to be able to be his hands and feet and to communicate his life and his character in our relationships, our friendships, our family, and in the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Brothers and sisters, rejoice. Mend your ways. Encourage one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones greet you. So Paul's essentially exhorting the Corinthian community, one that he had to correct, you know, as a good pastor and a good shepherd. They're not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. God is working with weak and broken people, and he's got nothing else to work with, but it's precisely who he loves. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ came, for God so loved the world. We'll see now the gospel reading that we were given yesterday. But Paul is saying now, live like the gracious, kind, merciful God who has made you and who now lives in you. So mend your ways. Encourage each other. Agree with one another. Live in peace. Have rightly ordered relationships with one another. Let nothing stand in the way. Let no bitterness or anger or rivalry or unforgiveness get in the way of walking in the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then we get the gospel reading, which is the New Testament passage that may be the most well-known passage in the New Testament for most people, John 3:16 and following. This is a very interesting passage. Most people who know it know the first part of this section of Jesus' words and John's gospel, but not the second half of this particular set of verses. So John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have everlasting life. So the most fundamental way we know God and that God is love is through the revelation of Jesus. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his son into the world, born of a woman, born under the law. God's full revelation, his word to the world, is his beloved son. And of course, the true heart of God, the fullness of God's heart is revealed on Calvary, when Jesus laid down his life for us, when he became sin for us, when he dealt with everything that separates us from being able to live fully in the reality and the friendship of God, the very one that Moses was talking about. God wants to draw near to us. Jesus made it possible through his death on the cross, through the shedding of his blood, that blood purifying us, dealing with everything that separates us from God, and no more guilt, no more shame, no more condemnation, and no more judgment. Jesus came to deal with it. He did it definitively. And he brought us so profoundly, not only into an awareness of the greatness of God as Moses described him, and that awareness that God wants us to know something about him and to follow his commandments, but even more profoundly, he wants us to be his children. We are his children. In Christ, we've become his sons and his daughters. He wants us to look at him like a father, like a loving father. And we may not in our own lives have had the kind of father that makes it easy for us to trust the image, the icon of a father. We'll take up Exodus 34 and repeat, he's merciful, he's gracious, he's kind, he's slow to anger. Who is this God who's initiated a relationship with me, who calls me his child? Joel chapter 2, verse 12 is often repeated as well, as I think I mentioned at the beginning of the program, but Joel says as well, who is God? God is gracious. God is merciful. God is slow to anger, and he's abounding in steadfast love. In no greater way is that abounding in love expressed than in Jesus. And in this beautiful passage of John 3:16, for God so abounds in love, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not die, but will have everlasting life, eternal life. St. Paul echoes this beautifully in Ephesians chapter 2, that beautiful hymn to the Lord describing who the Lord is. And it begins with, and you who he made alive, That's all those who were baptized into Christ, and you he made alive when you were dead through your trespasses and sins in which you once walked. You followed the course of this world. You followed the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Among these we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind, so that we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. There's the biblical default position of the human race apart from God's mercy and his revelation. But here Paul declares so clearly, but God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and he raised us up with him and made us sit in heavenly places with him in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. So these attributes of God are perfectly revealed in Jesus. And look who he comes to. He doesn't come to a people who've earned the opportunity to meet him or to receive his kindness. He's come to a fallen race of people. He's come not with just with a message, but with his actual son present to communicate to us, to communicate how close he wants to be to us, how much he desires us to live in the knowledge of his mercy. God is rich in mercy. God is great in love. These things would be, it's so helpful for us, friends, to repeat these things to ourselves and ask the Holy Spirit to help the reality of who God is sink deeply into our hearts. Say it each day, and just simple as, Father, you're gracious. Father, you're merciful toward me. You're kind toward me. You're slow to anger. I thank you for it. And you abound with steadfast love for me. I don't deserve it, but I receive it, Lord. I don't let my pride get in the way of simply receiving it. I thank you for the gift that you made me, that I'm your child, that you made me so that I can receive and come to know who you are. And Father, I receive it. I accept it. I thank you for it. I ask you, Lord, that you help me be transformed with renewed understanding of who you are. Help me internalize and help my mind be made new and to throw away all the lies and all the instinctive fleshly ways that I respond to you or that I disqualify myself or that I believe the lies and the narrative of the devil for my life, who comes to condemn, who's filled with hatred. He's a liar and a murderer and comes to try to steal what is mine. Take authority over the enemy, friends. Don't let his lies become the soundtrack in your mind. Instead, in the power of the Spirit, as a child of God, forgiven, how many times? 70 times, 7 times a day. Speak from your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You've been given a relationship with a loving Father who is slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, who is kind and gracious and gentle. Come, Holy Spirit, may we all walk in that truth today that we might manifest the love of God to those around us. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.